Well, Coach, good day. Hey, boys come away. Girls did well, too, but your boys, I know, some of those races didn't have a lot of competition, but you still had some really good times. And, of course, Brock and the throws today. Guys had a good day, didn't they?
Yeah, and it was with two meets in 5 days. You know, you got to kind of treat it as training. So we let, I mean, the home meet, we let the, you know, a lot of the kids, boys and girls, kind of pick some events they wanted to do that they may not normally do. And again, with the mindset of this is going to be training, so let's work. Let's find something speed-wise. Let's find something a little more endurance and lactic. And kids kind of had some fun with it and put some relays together and had a good day, you know, both sides.
You bet. And, boy, Kevin, I remember interviewing Kevin a couple of weeks ago after the signing was shattered and everything. Boy, comes out, and in the 300s, he clips a hurdle. He stutter-stepped, I think, another one, still ran under 40.
Yeah, the kid's just so passionate about not only track but the event, the hurdles. And you just see every week just continues to just get better and better. And he's got a huge growth mindset. And he always, I mean, just always wants to find ways to get better and, you know, compete at stuff. And got to run the 100 today. Again, yeah. He wanted to let him go try to, you know, do something they don't normally do and have some fun. He goes 11-4 auto. And, you know, then like I said, 39-4. He can clean that up. And he knows that too. And went 52-1 on the split and the 4x4, the first legs. And, you know, just another good day. And you know what you're going to get out of Kevin. I mean, you're going to get a competitor. And you can count on what he's going to do.
I know you're missing a couple of kids. You know, Blaine on the boys' side, Claire on the girls' side, nursing some injuries. Hopefully, they're going to get healed up, and you'll see them back out soon.
Yeah, we'd rather have them out now than May. So, you know, precautionary on both. And I thought, you know, boys still were able to score enough to win the meet. And, you know, and again, just not loading people up. You know, Abby only had three, and a couple other people only had three, and not trying to win the meet. The girls still ended up third as a team. So, you know, a lot of positives there.
You bet. Don Stein invite at Cambridge on Saturday. Boy, that's with Chase. You signed him once already with all the other teams in the East. That's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, the Brock and Kennedy will be gone. They're going down to the K-State Relays to go throw. They got into there, so that's a big time. Go down there and compete. Compete at that meet against some of the best kids in the region. Mm-hmm. You know, so that'll be fun to see some kids from Oklahoma and Kansas, mm-hmm, and Texas and Missouri, and great opportunity for those guys to go down there and see what they can do. And the rest of the crew will be at Cambridge, and that'll be a good meet with you know, with Cambridge, with Chase, with Mayhay. Well, I can't think of some of the other schools that'll be there, but that's always a pretty competitive meet.
Yeah, those throwers, my gosh, they're the unbelievable marks early in the season, aren't they?
Yeah, and again, two kids that are passionate about what they do and truly love the sport, love the event, and you see it in what they do at practice, you see what they do on their own time, you see what they do in the meets, and again, the results show just the amount of time and effort those kids have put into it.
And you know somebody that you know and love runs a 56 today with no competition in the Open 400. Unreal.
Yeah, she surprised me. I mean, she split 56 on Thursday, but just wasn't sure if she'd go 56-1. Clara called it over the weekend and said she was going to break her record. I didn't believe her. I mean, when she came through the finish line, and I saw the scoreboard kept running, but when she came through, I thought, oh, my gosh, she might have done it. And she may not run the 400 again this year. Depends on what Clara and how her injury heals up, but just good to have a time and see what you can do.
I know in those relays, the 4x1, 4x4 still haven't, you're still experimenting with some other runners too in those two relays, aren't you?
Yeah, we didn't run Abby on it today. Obviously, Claire out in the boot for a couple of weeks. Just again, kind of in a meet where we kind of pulled back on Abby. She's been pretty busy the last couple, and just again, don't want to wear them out. Mm-hmm. So, didn't want to put kids in too much. Again, with just how many. 3 meets in 8 days, 9 days, that's just hard on the body. And so just kind of wanted to play smart with them and let other 4 girls are trying to battle for 2 spots to see what they do.